There are some talents God did not give you. And there are some opportunities God does not give you. And there's some experiences in life you don't get. Now you can either trust God or you can shake your fist in anger. But he knows better. He knows better. You see, the problem is this. You have forgotten how much God loves you. Envy is the fever. Doubting God is the disease.
In order to know the purpose or function of something, whether it's a new device or tool, some sort of gadget or whatever, you need to look at the instruction manual. Even better, you should seek out the designer or the maker of the object in question. After all, who knows more about it than the one who created it? Hello, and welcome again to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue in our series called The Life You Were Meant to Live. In this series, Pastor Rick Warren will help you discover in the scriptures what God had in mind for your life when he, quite literally, invented you. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a life-changing tool that will show you how to re-energize your spiritual life in ways you may have never dreamed possible. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast, or just text the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Evicting Envy from Your Heart.
Let me give you a little tip on being joyful. You'll enjoy life a whole lot more if you will learn to be happy over the successes of other people. If you're only happy in your successes, you're going to be happy about that much in life because your successes are going to come few and far between. So most of your life, you're going to be miserable if you're only happy when things go good for you, because they don't always go good for you or anybody else. But if you learn to be happy at other people's successes, if you learn to enjoy other people's celebrations, you can be happy all the time. I'm genuinely known as a pretty joyful person. Why? Because I enjoy your successes. I don't have to do them. I enjoy yours. If you get a new car, I'm not going, oh man, I'm driving a 12-year-old Ford out there, which I am. But that doesn't bother me. I'm happy for you. You got a new car? I'm happy for you. You move into a bigger house? Great. I've lived in my house for the same 20, I don't know, or so years. I'm happy for you. I'm glad for you to have a new house. You get a promotion or something happens, I'm happy for you. You know, that allows me to be happy all the time because something's good happening to somebody all the time. But if you're only happy when it happens to you, you're going to be miserable most of your life. You need to celebrate God's goodness to others. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13:4, love does not envy. In fact, envy is unloving. Envy, as I said, is mean-hearted. It's mean-spirited because you want the other people to fail because you don't have it. I want them to lose their job because I lost my job. I want their marriage to fall apart because mine fell apart. I want them to hurt because I hurt. That's mean. That's mean-spirited. It is as unloving. Envy is the most unloving thing you can do to somebody else. Love is not envious. Number three. I need to never compare myself to others. I need to celebrate God's goodness to others. The third thing I have to do is I have to be grateful for who I am and what I have. I need to be grateful for who I am and what I have. And I need to be grateful, not regretful. And instead of complaining like the workers did, they said, we're all complaining about it to others. We need to remember, everything is a gift. It's all a gift from God. Everything you have in your life is a gift from God. The air you are breathing and the lungs by which you are breathing it are both gifts from God. You would have zero, nada, zip, if it weren't for God. It's all a gift. So you need to be grateful for what you do have and what you are. It's all a gift of God. 1 Corinthians 4:7-8 says this, isn't everything you have and everything you are sheer gifts from God? So what's the point of all this comparing and competing? You already have all you need. I want you to write this down. I want everybody to write this down. I already have more than I deserve. I want you to write that down. I already have more than I deserve. If you got clothes on your back and you got a way to get home and you're going to have some coins in your pocket and you're going to have some food at lunch and you're actually going to have a bed to sleep on tonight with the roof over it, you are far better off than many, many millions and millions and millions of people in the world. I've been there. I wish I could take you to some of the places I've been in the world and you would realize how better off you really are. Instead of griping and saying, well, how come I don't have the newest model? How come I don't have the upgrade? You should be thinking, look what I've already got. And I already have more than I deserve. You see, envy always asks, why them? Why does she have better health? Why does she have an easier kids to work with? Why does she have a job and a husband and I have neither? Why does he, and on and on and on. Envy always says, why them? Gratitude, love says, why me? Why do I get to live in America? Why do I get to be free? Why do I get to have clothes on my back when many people don't have clothes on their back? Why do I get to drink clean water, much less have ice and hot water at the same time, when so much of the world doesn't? Why do I get the choice? Why am I not under persecution? Why am I not thrown in prison for my faith? That's gratitude. You see, envy is based on a myth that I must have more in order to be more happy. It's just not true. I've told you this many times. Happiness is a choice. You are as happy as you choose to be. And if you're not happy now, you're not going to be happy with more. It is a myth that having more will make you more happy. I could give some testimonies of people who have a lot more than you, and they'll tell you, it doesn't make you more happy. You are as happy as you choose to be.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. And while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000.
It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthy you may eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do that is with God's Word. That's why we've put together an incredible new tool called Re-Energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you will learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. Step by step, you will begin a journey of restoration and renewal. It's a hands-on guide you take at your own pace. No need to rush. In fact, we encourage you to stop and linger where you want to spend more time. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. You'll learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. Not only will you discover how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress as you take steps toward getting ready to be used by God. This brand new, high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with full-color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this brand new tool called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the book, Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
You see, envy is based on a myth that I must have more in order to be more happy. It's just not true. I've told you this many times. Happiness is a choice. You are as happy as you choose to be. And if you're not happy now, you're not going to be happy with more. It is a myth that having more will make you more happy. I could give some testimonies of people who have a lot more than you, and they'll tell you, it doesn't make you more happy. You are as happy as you choose to be. So I have to be grateful for what I have. I have to be grateful for who I am, who God made me to be. No, you don't have the talents that other people do, but they don't have the talents you've got. And there are people in the world that don't have any of the things that you've got. Ecclesiastes 6:9 says this: it's better to be satisfied with what you have than to always be wanting something else. This is called contentment. And all of us need to learn contentment. It has to be learned. Paul says, I have learned to be content. Why? Because you by nature are not a contented person. I by my nature am not a contented person. It is not natural to be contented. It is mature to be contented. Babies are discontent. Unless everything's going their way, they're discontent. Maturity is learning to be content when things are not going your way. That's maturity. It's better to be satisfied with what you have than always be wanting something more. Now, let me clarify. Envy is not desire. Desire is good. Envy is not ambition. Ambition is good. You ought to be ambitious for good things in your life. You ought to be ambitious to make your life count. Envy is not a dream. You ought to have a dream in your life. A dream is a good thing. Envy is not setting goals. No, dreams, ambitions, setting goals, having a desire, these are all God-given things that God puts in you. Envy is resenting other people who have it already. And envy is thinking, I can't be happy until I get it. Both of those are lies. They're wrong. I must be grateful for who I am and what I have. Number four, the fourth thing I have to do that we learn from this story is I must trust God when life seems unfair. When life appears to be unfair, when life seems to be unfair, I need to trust God. This is what happens with these workers here. It seems unfair to them. They need to just trust the owner and not worry about it. Now, one of the signs that you have an envious heart, one of the signs that you have an envious heart, that envy is in your heart and you need to eradicate it, is that you constantly use this phrase, it's not fair. It's not fair. But it's not fair. It's not fair that he gets to do that and I don't. It's not fair that it's easy for her and not for me. It's not fair that their kids got the awards and mine didn't. It's not fair that they can afford that vacation and I can't. It's not fair. What you're saying is, God, you blew it. You're not trusting God. Well, you say, why not me? I work as hard as they do. I put in as many hours as they do. How come they get the promotion? Now, the workers felt like they're being treated unfairly. And these last workers put in only one easy hour, and yet you have made them equal to us, we who slaved all day under the scorching sun. Now, I love the owner's reply. The owner said, friends, I'm not being unfair. I paid you exactly what we agreed on. Take your part and go. What business is it of yours if I want to pay others the same amount I paid you? Don't I have the right to do what I want to do with my own money? Kay calls this the witty principle, W-I-T-T-Y. What is that to you? But Lord, she got that great event and I didn't get it. I didn't get invited to that party. What is that to you? Lord, he's a loser. And look who he got to marry. What is that to you? What is that to you? It's looking at everybody. See, the bottom line, friends, is this. Envy is actually a battle with God. You're in a war with God every time you envy. Because what you're saying is, God, you blew it. You didn't do it right. You didn't have the right brains enough to make me to be the way I really ought to be. Because God, if you really loved me, you wouldn't have made me me, you would have made me somebody else. And God says, huh? If I didn't make you you, you wouldn't exist. And we say, God, you made a big mistake in me. You didn't give me the talents that I want. You didn't give me the looks I want. You didn't give me the opportunities that I want. God, and you're shaking your fist to God like an ant shaking his fist to an elephant. And you're going, come on, God, you blew it. You made a mistake. And you resent his decision and you accuse him of being unfair. And the problem really in envy is this: you don't trust God. You don't trust him. You don't believe that he has your best interest in heart. You don't believe that he knows what's best for you more than you do. There are things in your life that you don't have that God has a reason why you don't have them. And he's smart. Now, don't blame everything you don't have on God, because some of the things you don't have is just because you're lazy and you're not willing to work for it. And you're not disciplined, and you made bad financial decisions. And there are a lot of things that you don't have because simply you haven't been willing to put in the time and effort and discipline and study to achieve certain goals. So don't blame God for that. But there are some talents God did not give you. And there are some opportunities God does not give you. And there's some experiences in life you don't get. Now you can either trust God or you can shake your fist in anger. But he knows better. He knows better. You see, the problem is this: you have forgotten how much God loves you. Envy is the fever. Doubting God is the disease. I doubt God loves me. And we always get into trouble when we doubt God's love. Now, I love the owner's reaction to these guys who are complaining. He says, friends, I'm not being unfair. I paid you what we agreed on. Take your part and go. Take your part and go. Let me give you the Rick Warren translation of that. Take your part and go. Get a life. Stop belly aching. Stop complaining about what you're not and what you don't have and make the most of what you've got. Quit having a pity party. Get over it. And start living the life you were intended to live. That's the one that's going to be the most fulfilling for you, and it's the one that's going to receive rewards, responsibilities, and roles in heaven. The fact is, envy distracts you from your life purpose. Now, God has given each of us a race to run. You can't run anybody else's race. And by the way, they can't run yours. You can either run your race or you can make up your own race. And that's what most people do. They make up their own race in life and then wonder why they hit dead ends. No, you are to run the race that God has for you. And it's custom made. It's a plan, custom designed for your life. When you focus on God's race, you're not worried about the race everybody else is running. You're not even bothered by the crowds who are cheering or jeering in the stands. You're living for an audience of one. The Bible says in Hebrews 12:1, let us run with patience the particular race, circle that, particular race that God has set before us. It's custom made, it's unique, it's particular. And the more you understand your call from God, the less you're worried about what God has called other people to do. Any time spent envying other people is wasted time. You just need to be who God made you to be, because all the other roles are taken. With your heads bowed, Jesus concludes the story with a shocking statement. I call it the great reversal. And in verse 16, Jesus ends with this: and so it is that many who are now first will be last then, and those who are last now will be first then. What's he saying? That one day in eternity, on judgment day, all the price tags are going to be changed. The roles are going to be reversed. And some of the people you envy here on earth are going to be at the back of the line on judgment day. You are wasting your time envying others.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Pastor Rick will be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthfully you may eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do this is with God's Word. That's why we put together an incredible new tool called Re-Energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you'll learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. Step by step, you'll begin a journey of restoration and renewal. It's a hands-on guide you'll take at your own pace. No need to rush. In fact, we encourage you to stop and linger where you want to spend more time. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. You'll learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. Not only will you learn how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress as you take steps toward getting ready to be used by God. This brand new, high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed full of color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this brand new tool called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the book Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
You know, one of the two great goals of my life has been to encourage pastors and church leaders with tools and training. I've been in ministry for over 40 years, so I know how hard pastors work. I know how exhausting and even lonely ministry can be. You know, studies tell us that over one-third of new pastors will leave the ministry due to fatigue. If you're serving in a church, I don't want that to happen to you. Your ministry matters to God, and we need you to make it to the finish line. That's why almost 25 years ago, I created pastors.com. It's the first and it's the oldest website just for pastors and church leaders on the internet. For 2.5 decades, pastors.com has served millions of church leaders from 197 countries. When you visit pastors.com, you're going to find stuff like daily articles and encouragement just for pastors and leaders, free downloadable tools that you can use in your church. You'll find a chance to connect with other pastors, and of course, all the resources that have been used by tens of thousands of churches in our purpose-driven church fellowship. If you haven't checked out pastors.com lately, you don't know what you're missing. So visit our site today. It's easy to remember, pastors.com. While you're there, get a free subscription to my Ministry Toolbox newsletter. Every single issue is packed with articles and tips and resources to help you become a more skilled leader, help you develop healthy disciples, and help you grow a healthy church. So thanks for listening today, and please remember to join me next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.
Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Rick Warren, author of The Purpose-Driven Life, The Purpose-Driven Church, and pastor of Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California. If you're a church leader or you're a pastor, I want to invite you to come spend 4 days with me, October 11, 12, 13, and 14. Come join me at the Lake Forest campus for 4 days. I'm going to be teaching Purpose-Driven Essentials, the basic training that has trained almost 500,000 church leaders around the world in 164 countries. Come and join us. This is the conference that has literally started tens of thousands of new churches and revitalized hundreds of thousands of churches. Space is limited, so I encourage you to register now at pd.church. PD.Church. Hope to see you October 11 to 14.
The Purpose-Driven Conference is back. get ready for renewal for you, your congregation, and your city. Register at pd.church. That's pd.church.